So the church play.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the significance of that moment.
Yeah, I was invited to this play and had no idea what it was. To me, it sounded boring. I was like, oh, a church play. You know, how great can this be? And now I know that it was a divine appointment that God had in his planner just for me. And it was just such a significant moment. And the fact from the second the play started until it ended, I was amazed. It was like every word was just for me. And I saw how, you know, for me growing up, when I read stories in the Bible, or heard stories in the Bible, even the story of Jesus, to me, it was just that. It was a story. It was a nice story. And in this play, it came alive, and I saw how Jesus came to this earth and lived a sinless life and then died on the cross. And when people prior to this had asked me, who is Jesus to you? My response would be, he's the Savior of the world. And in this play, for the first time, I saw that I was a sinner and that I needed a Savior. Hmm. He wasn't just the Savior, that he could be my Savior. And it was in this moment where I invited him into my life and as my Lord and as my Savior. And immediately I had peace that I had been looking for in all these other places, in being popular and having a boyfriend and compromising. And, you know, I made a lot of poor choices before the accident and kind of was actually on a not so good road even before, and the fact that I was just really falling into peer pressure and thought that these things would make me happy, thought that these things would give me peace. And here I am inviting Jesus into my life, and there's the peace that I've been looking for.
Wow.
And it was instantaneous. I was like, oh my gosh, and I could just feel in this church my heart changing and feeling like almost God was just doing heart surgery right there. And I knew, I was just filled with such emotion knowing that God was real.